Corbett was 14 years old when he died late Wednesday after a partial wall in the Williamston High School locker room collapsed on him. Police and school officials said he had either been climbing up on it or doing a pull-up when it gave way. And it got me to thinking yesterday exactly how are these building codes established, and also how often are schools inspected and so on and so forth. So we gave Irvin Polk a call. He's the director of the Michigan Bureau of Construction Codes, and he's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone lines. Irvin, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
Thanks so much for being on the program. Tell me, first of all, when a school is built or when an addition is made, how are you involved and what needs to be done?
Well, first we start with reviewing the plans that are submitted by the architect. And once we find that the plans are in compliance with the construction code, and that would consist of building codes, electrical, mechanical, and plumbing, and once the plans are approved, we issue the permits. There are four permits issued: a building permit, mechanical, electrical, and plumbing permits. And when the construction reaches certain stages, each is inspected.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Once we get to the end of the project, final inspections are done to make sure that everything is in accordance with the code and the plans as designed by the architect. Then we issue a certificate of occupancy.
How soon after are schools inspected, and how often is that done?
After the construction?
Yes.
There is no legal requirement for any inspections after that. We would only be involved in an inspection after the construction is completed if there was a complaint.
Is the same true for any other building?
Generally. There are certain buildings that require annual inspections by local ordinances, and there are certain buildings that require annual inspections by the State Fire Safety Act.
Well, I'm surprised. I would think that schools would need to be looked at every so often just to make sure everything's okay.
Well, that's not what was provided for in the statute.
All right. Now, if there is an addition added on, or perhaps anything added or built on, what's that process involve?
Well, it involves exactly the same. If there's an addition or even an interior alteration, the architect or engineer would submit the plans. They would be reviewed for compliance with the code. Once found in compliance, permits are issued, construction proceeds, and periodically is inspected as it is completed.
When there is an accident like what happened out in Williamston, whether it involves a injury, a loss of life, or nothing at all, when there's a collapse, do you look into that?
Not unless we are requested to. We do not have any authority to come into a building to look at a structural collapse. However, we do have some authority to investigate boiler and elevator accidents.
From your perspective, have you heard or have you asked an inquiry out into Williamston?
I was called on the way to work yesterday morning and made aware that the accident had happened. Upon getting into the office, my administrative assistant had found all of the information she could on the internet. I read the paper. I called the school and offered our assistance, and I reported to my superior so that they knew what was going on in case they got calls.
All right. Did Williamston accept your offer?
I have not heard from the Williamston. I read this morning that they have a structural engineer that's going to do, you know, an investigation, and there was a police investigation I heard yesterday.
All right, just from your experience, because I know you really haven't looked into this situation in detail, You ever heard of a wall collapsing like that before?
There, about 15 years ago, there was a wall that was about to collapse in another school. Unfortunately, there was movement witnessed, and they closed the school, and then structural engineers inspected, and they found that there was some flaws in terms of the construction, and then they were corrected.
All right, Irvin Polk is the director of the Michigan Bureau of Construction Codes. Irvin, you've been very informative. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.